For sure.
I'm not dependent on people. I get to love people.
Ooh.
Welcome to the Newly Podcast with Mish and Sav,
where we discuss topics from the old way of the flesh versus the new way of the spirit.
And today we're talking about dependency in relationships.
Yes, thank you to Doro.
Yeah.
For sending us an email to request it. And also, I looked at the meaning of your name, and it means a gift from God.
Yes. How beautiful.
Which is so cute.
Yes. So, yeah, if you guys want to email us any suggestions or requests or questions or anything at all, it's newlymishandsav@gmail.com.
Yes. And follow us on Instagram at mishandsav.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's do it. It's been a few weeks since we've recorded.
Yes, so bear with us. We're getting back into the swing of it.
Misha was on vacation.
I was.
Did you learn anything?
On vacation?
Yeah.
I learned I didn't do anything. I learned to not do anything.
Oh, to rest.
To rest. A week.
Oh, it has been a while. Like, I feel like a lot has happened and I can't remember everything.
Literally, so much has happened.
I'm sure it'll come out in the podcast here.
Yeah.
At least for me. That's why I was like, we're doing this topic because God has been pruning me.
Pruning?
Yeah. He has been getting in the way. It's true.
Yes.
I told Misha, I'm like, man, the Holy Spirit corrected me again. I was crying. But it's all good things. So we'll get to that. So I guess we need to talk about what dependency in relationships is, especially close relationships, is what she requested.
Yeah.
And how that was in the old way.
How was it for you?
I wouldn't have thought that I was dependent on people because I thought I was an independent person. Mm. Like, I wasn't, like, super dependent on my parents. But when I got married, I just, I got married at 18, if you didn't know. And so things were bad with our families at the time, kind of. So we just, like, clung to each other.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we got married in the flesh, essentially. Like, we didn't have the understanding of freedom. It introduced a lot of lies that I guess I started operating in. Because I was dependent on Brayden and looking to him for my security and my affirmation and everything.
Wow.
So, honestly, like, Brayden was Lord.
Ooh.
Yeah, oh. I know, it's heavy, but it's the
that
truth
is really heavy.
Rather than Jesus.
Wow.
Which, like, obviously I love Jesus.
Yeah, you did.
But, like, in the flesh, you know, in that old mindset, you can only try so hard and stuff, but, like,
and you can only do so much.
Exactly. You're gonna fall short.
That's really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess for me, my grandparents, for sure. I mean, I was not an independent person. Like I said previously, was in this one? It's either this one or my Death to Life one. That, like, I think I had attachment issues.
Yeah.
For sure.
Which, shout out to the Death to Life podcast. Misha just shared her full testimony.
Yes.
So, I think we'll just probably keep our full testimonies over there.
Yeah.
So, if you guys ever want to hear our full story, Death to Life.
You'll go from there, then come back to us.
Exactly, yeah.
But, yeah, I definitely had attachment problems growing up, for sure. So I was really dependent on, like, my grandma especially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was okay. I was okay with that.
Yeah, because they treated you good most of the time, right?
Yeah.
So.
And, like, because I was the youngest, I was always called the baby of the family. And, like,
mm-hmm.
I was truly treated like the baby. And so I just was used to having things handed to me. Like, I never really had to do anything.
Yeah.
To, like, get things. So, like, I always depended on them for things. Like, I couldn't do it myself or anything.
Which that works for a while, as long as
works for a while.
As long as they're treating you good or whatever.
Yeah, until something goes wrong.
Exactly. Because you're only as good as how people are treating you.
Exactly.
When you're dependent on that person. Brayden and I, we would get in fights all the time. Like, in our marriage before. And it would just be like, every day, like, I don't really know how the day's gonna go. It's gonna depend exactly on how he treats me and how our relationship is doing. And then we would fight, and it'd be so late. It would be like 2 a.m. We're still fighting. I had
that
to get up
wild.
At 4 a.m. to go work at Chick-fil-A or whatever. And then the whole next day is just awful. Eyes were swollen. That was crazy. And I think that's a lot of Christian marriages, if people just don't talk about it. Wow. You know, that they fight like that. But yeah, that's what happens when you need people like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then when I got older, for me, with my grandparents, like, because I'm growing up, they're getting older. So mm-hmm. now I'm faced with, oh, shoot. Like, the people who I depended on everything. My sense of happiness. Mm-hmm. The ones that take care of me. Now they're getting older. And sooner or later, I'm going to have to face the fact that they won't be here. Mm-hmm. And that opened another can of worms. Because then I thought, like, I could not live without these people. Mm-hmm. Like, how will I be able to survive mm-hmm. without these people? Because my life depended on them so heavily. And, yeah, and it was not good. And I think you guys saw, like, it had me.
Mm-hmm. It did.
Weak.
That'll be a whole nother episode on grief, eventually.
Yeah, and it had me in a wreck. Because they were my life.
Yeah. But it's pretty crazy how God, like, intervened. Like, and set you free in your life at the right time, where you could learn how to be dependent on him instead before your grandpa passed.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, like, so beautiful of the way that God fathered you.
No, yeah.
Like, he really did. He stepped in and became your father before you lost your earthly father.
Yeah. I think. Yeah. He definitely did. And it was beautiful. And it's honestly one of my favorite gifts that he's given me is to know him as father.
Mm-hmm.
Because
so what is it like for you now in freedom? Because I feel like you, from the world's point, don't have anyone to be like, you don't have,
yeah, it's like, funny because people in my family, they say, like, we're orphans. Like,
yeah,
we don't have, like, parents. Like, how does it feel mm-hmm. to not have parents?
And you're single, too.
Yeah. So that's even a double whammy, yeah. Right? No. Honestly, it's it's so great because just the way he has done it, I think it's just beautiful because, like, again, he did it. He came, set me free at the exact right moment, you know? Yeah. Like, it was definitely all planned, his greatest plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then the summer of 21... is when I started having the realization that, like, oh, shoot, Lord. It's either I'm going to have to take you for your word or it's all downhill. Yeah, it's all downhill from here. And I remember I was on my way to the hospital to go see my grandpa when he was first, like, admitted for the many times he was. I was, like, repeating to myself, like, God, I trust you. And even if I don't right now, someday I will. And, like, I guess that was, like, a glimpse of me, like, in the wrong mindset, obviously, but, like, trying
mm-hmm.
to, like,
depend on him mm-hmm.
because I knew that, like, I was coming close mm-hmm. to, like, my biggest fear. And I was like, either what God says is real, that he's always near and will always provide for me and, like, will always take care of me, or it ain't. And, like,
mm-hmm.
it was in that moment on my way to the hospital that thought came to pass, that, like, I had to, like, I will soon have to decide
mm-hmm.
if, like, God.
Is he Lord?
Basically. Is he Lord over my life?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, and I didn't know at the time. I think I'm finding that out now, that was, like, the monumental time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just decided that, like, I trust you just enough, even if I feel like you're not here, that you'll do something.
Yeah, like, so you'll know.
That I'll know. And I think that's when I decided, like, all right, God. Like, I have no one else mm-hmm. except for you. So, like, yeah. If you don't do what you say you will, then, like,
you're going to fall apart.
I will fall apart.
Yeah.
And I didn't fall apart.
Yep. Because he did what he did it.
And he did what he said he will. And
even financially, like, he's
providing. Oh, my gosh, which is, like, so, so crazy. But, yeah. But even that was, like, I wasn't free, quote unquote, yet. Like, I wasn't understanding the knowledge of who I am yet. Like, that was still, like, as much as I could get.
Right.
That was a hard year. Like, yeah. Because my whole world turned upside down, but in, like, the best way possible. Like, I'm living the life that I always wanted to.
Yeah.
Like, this life solely dependent on God for everything, never seeing that I have, like, I'm literally okay. Like,
you're good.
Without it, like, I thought that I would not be, like, I can talk about my grandpa, whereas before I could not even speak of my grandma, because that's how much
it hurt.
It hurt me. Yeah, and so sometimes it's almost like a pinch me. Like,
what was that thing you said in the car the other day? Where you were talking about something you heard where people were, like, wanting God to move. And you were like, what do you need?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Oh, what did I say? Like, what else could you need from God?
Like, what do you really need from him?
Yeah.
Or something. And when you said that, I was like, that is what someone who has found everything in him would say. It was like, you know, about, like, the culture of, like, we need more of you, God. Like,
yeah,
we need, you know, we want more and all this stuff. And she was like, well, what more do you really need? What do you actually, what do you not have?
Yeah. What could you possibly want more?
Yeah, because when you know that you already have everything and he's already given us everything.
You don't need any.
We have all things pertaining to life and godliness. It's a verse somewhere. So, like, we don't operate out of lack anymore. And when you just, like, naturally said that, I was like, that would be, like, really wild for you to say, like, in the old way, for you to say something like that. I'd be like, I need a lot. Let me go through the list.
Like, I want more of God.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I have him.
Exactly.
Like, it's the mindset. It's the realization of what you already have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you can abound in Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Is because you have the realization of what you have. And you're no longer in need of something from him. It's just like, now I just receive all that you have for me.
Mm-hmm. And it's really nice to be dependent on that. Like, your father who has all things rather than anything else.
Yeah.
Like, other relationships that just won't measure up.
And being single is a whole other
shenanigan. How is that?
How is that? How is it? It's good.
Yeah.
You obviously have the desires of, like, a family.
Yeah.
But I think that it's just more so, like, oh my God, you remember when we were walking at Hoover Dam, and I was like, I was crying, and I just thought that before my grandparents die, like, God would send me someone.
I used to pray that you did. She would find a husband before her grandparents passed.
And that in and of itself, wrong.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, just revealing that, like, because you needed a spouse to help you get through losing them.
Yeah. But
which
all God
I'm
wanted.
I'm so glad that it happened the other way.
I'm so glad that, like, this is just, like, the best, because I don't need someone.
Yeah. It's nice that you're free before you get married, because all of these lies were introduced to me when I got married and through my marriage.
Like
lies travel with circumstances. And so my circumstance of getting married really young, not having a relationship with my family at the time, really, and then just, like, this huge life change just introduced so many lies.
If you're single, you don't need someone else. And it's true. Like, all those things that, like, married people say to single people, like, that gives you the ick. And we all know. Well, that's like, it's greener on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
Literally eye roll. But, like, seriously, you guys, like, God is that good.
He's good enough.
He's good enough to fulfill the need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so God's been, like, revealing this to me, man. Like, every week, it's like, what else is there? I don't like to just, like, believe that, like, deep down in me are all these things that are wrong, because that's not the truth. The truth is that I'm complete, and I have the fullness of Christ living in me, and, like, all of those things. But if I notice a behavior that I'm doing now in the present, the Holy Spirit will be like, that's not it.
Yeah. And then he'll tell me why. And lately he's been like pointing back to certain times in my life where like that's when I started to believe a certain lie. And so the first one Holy Spirit told me last week was that I was putting my I was looking to Brayden for my affirmation. I told Misha that and she was shook.
I was.
And I was like, it doesn't seem that surprising to me. Because like,
I just didn't know like now.
Yeah, like still.
Yeah.
Right, which it's not, like, something I consciously know.
Right.
Like, I am going to Brayden for my affirmation. Like, no.
No, it's never like that.
But it's just, like the behaviors or, like, the irritability or, like, something when he's not meeting my expectations or something. Then God's like, why are you looking to him for that when I provide that, you know? And for me, it was, like, shying away from, like, speaking about God in front of Brayden. I don't know. I just needed him to, like, double affirm me for everything. And then, so, like, then yesterday, there was, like, more to it. I was still, like, the Lord is pruning me. Basically, just at the beginning of our relationship, we had, like, an on and off period. And, like, because of that, like, I felt like I was chosen second. Or, like, I was, like, a second option. Or, I don't know if I want to say all this.
You should.
You think?
I think.
Okay. It all sounds so dumb, but... That's the kind of stuff that, like, you believe, and then it, like, leads to whack stuff. And like,
yeah.
But, yeah, I guess I was just believing the lie that I was, like, a second choice, or that I was less than him, and comparing myself to him. Like, I couldn't trust what he said about me, because I, like, if he would affirm me in things, I wouldn't believe him. Mm. I would think that, like, he's just saying that, but deep down he doesn't really think that about me.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that sad?
That is really sad.
Which is so whack, because, like...
It is.
Brayden is, like, the most genuine person on the earth. And it was just because I was looking to Brayden to receive truth in some areas when I needed to be looking to God to receive truth. Because when you hear it from God, there's no questioning if he means it, what he says. Because he means what he
says.
Every time. And so... Yeah, and then I realized that I was kind of putting this pressure on Brayden to affirm me. And then when he wasn't affirming me, I was holding him accountable to that and upset at him because of the lies that I was believing.
Wow.
You know?
That, yeah, yes.
Yeah?
I think we've all...
Is it making sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And so...
Wow.
We just prayed together and just, like, confessed that I'm not second best. I'm not, like, less than him. I'm not, I don't need to compare myself to him. I don't find my affirmation in Brayden. I find it in God. I'm secure in God. Even if all of those old fears were true of Brayden really doesn't think the best about me, which he does, but even if he didn't, like, it shouldn't faze me. You know what I mean? Like, being in a place where I literally don't need anything from my spouse and his opinion of me doesn't matter.
That's so wild.
It's so counter.
It's so opposite.
Exactly. Because we're taught that the other person completes us.
Yes. But it's so good. Like, that is really good news.
It is.
To not be affected.
Yes.
To be so secure in the Lord that no man has the ability to take me outside of my identity.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, actually. It's shocking because it's so counter from what the old way has managed to...
Like, we've been walking in freedom for a minute here.
Literally.
So, like, for us, it's, like, normal to talk this way, but I'm like, how are people going to hear this?
And it's still so, like, every time I hear it,
yeah,
this is just the way of Jesus. Like, this is just walking the life he walked. Being unoffended, untouched by all, being able to love through anything.
Jesus wasn't dependent on anyone other than his father.
Other than his father. And he was so secure in his father. He didn't need. But let's hit on dependency and friendships, because even if you're not, like, married or, like, can't really relate to, like, parents-wise, but, like, that we mindset, all got friends.
Yeah, and that mindset will apply.
Yeah.
Because it's basically just other people. You need other people to do stuff for you to be okay.
Yeah.
Even if it's just, like, relationally or, like, whatever. Or you're only as good as how people are treating you.
Yeah. I think for me, first of all, I'm so blessed by the friends that I have. I was always disappointed a lot. A lot of my friends, although I am friends with them, they still choose different than I.
Right.
So, like, a lot of the things that I used to care about have just fallen off. Like, I don't care about those things. Like, the things we used to do together, I don't care to do those certain things anymore.
Yeah.
So, like, the things that bother me, used to bother me, just don't anymore.
Because I guess before you would participate.
Oh, we going to the club?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
Why did you do that?
Why did I? Yeah. Because it was fun.
Okay. To be with friends and...
Yeah. It was just really fun. And I guess, like, in college,
You were crying in the bathroom.
Okay. Exactly.
Because you knew
my heart was pure all the way back then, y'all.
Yeah.
So basically, what she's referring to, in college, my friends and I, we would drive down to Columbus. Our school was in Mount Vernon, so it's like an hour away. And we would come to Columbus to Short North. You know, it was like this bar called Big Bar.
Yeah.
I don't know who listens, probably no one from Columbus, but Big Bar we used to go, and it was super fun. And I mean, I never drank, so, like, I was completely sober, but I was enjoying myself, y'all, like,
yeah,
dancing, whatever, and then as soon as I got back, sobbing in my bathroom on the floor.
Because you knew you weren't supposed to be there.
No, I was not supposed to be there.
The Lord was like, I have better for you.
Literally. Mm-hmm. And then the next week rolls around. Let's go to Big Bar! Like, that was me, and they're like... It got to the point where my roommate was like, Misha, we're not going because you're just going to cry afterward. Because that's all I did was just cry.
She was looking out for you.
She was. And then, yeah.
But yeah, I guess that's what happens when your dependency is not in the Lord.
Yeah.
Because then you're like looking elsewhere.
Which I was dependent on people.
Right.
Because I was dependent upon their affirmation of who I was. Like, I was cool. Like, because I could tell people always saw that, like, I wasn't into that stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, I was always really hesitant to go. Mm-hmm. But then I would go because I didn't want to be seen as, like, lame.
Yeah. I know. She used to try to get me to go, but I was like, I'm married. What am I going to be doing at Big Bar?
I really would. Because I knew... It's so funny because I'm like, she would so enjoy this. Like, just dancing and just, like, the hype, the music.
Right.
But, I mean, regardless, because even if I didn't participate in, like, all the things that they were doing.
Yeah.
Like, just that atmosphere just...
Yeah, the Holy Spirit convicted you. It wasn't for you. It just wasn't it.
Yeah, he just said...
That's why you obey your convictions.
Yeah.
You know?
And I finally, you know, you're right, Lord.
Yeah.
Because this cycle of me going and crying is getting old.
Because it's like, you're not like you were technically doing something wrong.
No.
But like when your heart is wrong, you know what I mean? Like you want to get as close to the line as you can.
And that's what was happening.
Yeah, but not cross it or whatever.
And that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
My dependency on other people were leading me far.
Uh-huh, to the danger zone.
The danger zone. Don't depend on people.
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Even in marriage. And yeah, there is a place in freedom where even if you don't have anybody, like Misha, in the world.
I'm screaming. Even if you don't have anyone, like our friend Misha has zero people.
You have tons of friends and you do have
I'm
family.
Screaming.
But you know what I mean? From the world's view, we talk about this all the time.
I know.
I'm crying.
Oh, please keep it in. Even if you don't have anyone.
Okay. Or even if you have a lot.
Yeah.
Like a whole family and a husband or whatever. Like
when my whole shenanigans were going on, I used to say, I am well taken care of by my Father in heaven.
Yeah. I love that. You are.
I used to repeat that constantly to myself.
Yeah. And it's true.
That's what I renewed my mind with every day.
Yes, there's a place in freedom where you don't need, that's what I was going to say, your husband or your kids or your friends or your family to meet your needs because you are so secure and found in him.
Yeah.
And so that's the goal.
Yeah.
So if people are pushing your buttons, like that whole quote, then you need to stop looking at the buttons that they're pushing and trying to get them to stop pushing them. Like, that's wrong. Instead, you're supposed to remove the buttons so that no one can push your buttons anymore, because there's no buttons to push. And there's only buttons if you're looking at people.
Yeah.
To meet your needs, you know?
That's good.
Yeah. That there was that quote that was like, there's a difference between giving out of your time, energy, and resources to be loved by people versus giving out of your time, energy, and resources because you are loved. And so before, like, everything we would do would be to be loved by people because we're dependent on them.
Yeah.
But now everything we do is because we're loved, so we can just love the people around us because we're overflowing with the love that we receive from our Father.
Which, you know what's crazy? What? Is in the flesh, like, people say,
fill up your cup.
Yeah.
Is so you can. Yeah, you gotta have your cup full. That way you can pour out for other people.
Yeah. Literally eye rolls. And
no hate, no hate. If anyone said that, I'm sure we used to say that.
No, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And
there's just a better way.
Yeah. Because.
Because it's like self-care.
Is your cup ever full? In that way?
Are you ever pouring out? Because it seems like you're just waiting to be filled up all the time.
That's really what, yeah.
That's how I was anyway.
Yeah, it just doesn't.
Yeah, it was.
That's just not it.
It was never runneth over.
Your cup was never running over.
Exactly. In that old way. Yeah, it's trying to get people to fill up your cup.
Yeah.
Or self-care. You can only. Whatever, happiness, you know.
Yeah. I mean, yes, you can only give what you receive, aka.
But it's always full.
But it's always full because you're always.
Yeah.
You have received.
Exactly.
So I give what I received.
We're a well that never runs dry. People might get upset that we said that.
What?
The cup part.
Why?
Because people really like that. To believe that they need their cup filled up. You know, or like self-care, yeah. Like you need to take time for yourself. Jesus wasn't doing that though.
He sure.
So that's like my measuring stick. Our measuring stick cannot be what the world says and the world's advice. Like, while it's good advice, it's not Jesus's advice. Like, if it's not in his life, then it's not my measuring stick. You know what I mean?
Then you're just operating. Then you haven't heard.
Oh well. Like, mic drop. It's true though, because then I'm only as good as if I had a pedicure.
Exactly.
Or not. If like, Brayden got me flowers. You know.
You haven't seen.
Yeah. You haven't tasted and seen the true goodness of God and realized that you truly don't need any of that stuff. Not that it's bad.
No.
It's fun. But yeah, you don't need any of that as your source, because it's not your source. Your source is Him. It is what it is.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's the only thing. It's what you said before. Jesus was only dependent on the Father for everything.
Yeah. Even with food, he was like, I have food you know nothing about.
I'm screaming.
It takes me out that Jesus said that. Jesus tasted and saw
and Jesus
that the Lord was good.
Has clearly given us the example in which to follow.
Yeah, we can't look to even Christianity, like pop Christianity or like trendy Christian girl. Like, you can't. Because there is good stuff there, but it's only going to take you so far. We have to just look at the life of Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's always what it comes back to. Like, if it wasn't in Jesus' life, then I don't want it. Dependency in people was not in Jesus' life, so I don't want it.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not dependent on people. I get to love people.
Ooh.
Yeah, and the Lord has been refining and pruning me in this.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yep. It's good to be back.
It is.
Email us. Follow us on Instagram.
Yes. Please send in what you guys want to know.
Yeah.
What y'all want to know.
Yeah. We would love to hear.
Yes.
And see you
guys next
time. We love
you. Peace and blessings.